air and naval forces of the United States has launched a series of strikes against terrorists pursuing
Suez. Unmanned Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
The ascension acts of terror in Africa, Eastern Europe, the Middle East.
This will not stand, this aggression against the West.
The relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of
this was an act of terrorism.
It was a despicable and caliber.
The next time we're going to fling for you, we want it a good old
day. Until something drops in.
It is right in front of my eyes. And I never
We must and we will remain vigilant to home and abroad.
You're the smartest and the dumbest hookers I've ever known.
Yeah, that's it, Dad.
I'm not the one who got it wrong. I'm the only one who got it right.
Take them. Take them all.
Previously on Homeland.
He's not good for you.
And that is based on what? Not knowing him at all?
He's unstable.
Dana?
Mom, what happened?
Your sister's gone.
Go.
It's not an official missing person for 24 hours.
The state police have a description and they're aware that Leo's a fugitive from here.
Leo wasn't in the rehab facility for treatment. His parents made a deal with the DA to keep him from being charged with a homicide.
It's beyond argument that the agency is now crippled and its reputation in tatters. How can the CIA be expected to protect this country if it can't even protect itself?
It's Carrie. She's out for blood, so I just wanted you to know I'm going to stop her.
Your client in her current state of mind poses a threat to national security.
Fucking believable.
Carrie, you're out.
I'm out?
We went to a lot of trouble to get you out of that hospital.
In exchange for?
A sit down with one of the partners in the firm.
Our firm has long-standing relationships with several countries in the Middle East.
What does your client want?
Well, he recently lost 6 business associates.
So this is Iran we're talking about.
Javadi?
He ordered the attack on this building. I need him in a room. I want to rip him down to the studs.
I will see your client. But only him, and only face to face. It works, so.
Javadi.
It has to be.
Did you hold out for a meeting in person? You've been very, very brave.
You should have gotten me out of the hospital, so you shouldn't have left me in there.
Hello?
What's the purpose of your visit to the United States, Mr. Zirin?
Business.
What sort of business?
Paper products.
Oh, I'm visiting clients in Albany. I thought I'd take the scenic route.
How long will you be in the States?
Maximum 3 days.
Enjoy your stay.
Thanks very much.
Peter Quinn, Saul called.
Come in. I'm Mira. Saul's just getting dressed.
What as?
He's going duck hunting.
And why would he do that?
The president's chief of staff invited him. And half the Senate Committee on Intelligence. They're going to talk to him about the permanent job. Director in the CIA.
Better not screw it up.
So Mira keeps telling me. How do I look?
If I was a duck, I'd be worried.
I'm gonna make some coffee.
Here. I need your eyes on Carrie.
Carrie, why?
Because the Iranians are watching her, too.
For what reason?
They believe she's a disgraced CIA officer, desperate enough to sell information.
No, that's crazy. Carrie would never in a million years.
But she would.
Because that was the play. We dangled her to draw the Iranians out.
Dangled? What are you talking about?
I'm inviting you into an ongoing operation, Peter. Carrie's in mind.
You mean burning her in front of the Senate, committing her to a mental institution?
All an act. Part of the plan.
Fuck me. And it's working.
So far. 2 nights ago, the deputy chief of Iran's intelligence directorate took the bait. We believe he's on his way here.
Javadi himself. Majid Javadi. He's taking a huge fucking risk.
Terry Matheson's a huge fucking draw.
English, please. The tank is full. There's a credit card and some dollars.
Okay.
Do you want a weapon? 6 hour 250?
No guns.
I've programmed the directions, sir.
Thank you.
So I have $74.58 left. Can you...
Zip, nada. You forget, I come from a money-free zone.
So we have enough for another trip of gas and a few days of food and then...
Despair, starvation, death.
As long as I'm with you. You could find somewhere, though, you know? Somewhere where nobody knows us. Get a place, get jobs.
Flipping burgers?
Hell, I mean, I'd flip burgers. I'm just saying, we don't have to be who we are. Not forever. You can escape it.
You think people will let us? Your family, my family, all the bullshit? Hey. We gotta enjoy what we got, because it will never get better than this. Here and now. You and me. All right. Shit.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Leo.
Sorry. I was looking at you.
Sorry, Din is missing.
Come in.
I know, it's not appropriate for me to just turn up like this. I literally have nowhere else to go.
What do you mean Din is missing?
She disappeared 3 days ago. She stole my car and she broke her boyfriend out of the clinic where she... I don't know how much you know, but Dana tried to kill herself.
Yes, I know.
Have you gone to the police? They say they're looking, but it's obvious they think it's just two kids on a joyride.
The FBI?
Say it's not their jurisdiction.
Well, maybe it is just kids on a joyride.
Even if it is, I'm worried. I found out why Leo was in the clinic. His parents put him there to avoid a homicide charge.
He killed someone?
His little brother ended up dead. Killed with a family gun. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe Leo's a psychopath. I don't know. I don't know what Dana knows, and I'm scared.
Dana's a bright girl. She'll see through him.
Dana's in love. Who knows what she'll see?
Look, I'm sorry, but this is a really bad time for me. I'm not in a position...
You tried to help us once before. You turned up to my house, and you tried to warn me about Brody. And even though I knew in my heart something was seriously fucking wrong, I didn't listen. And I know something's wrong now. I know it. And I'm begging you, please, help me find her. Please.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
I'll go home, and I'll see what I can do. Thank you. Agent Hall, it's Carrie Matheson.
I need to talk.
I got nothing to say to you.
This is about Dana Brody.
I don't care what it's about, Matheson. Don't call me again.
Hey, Max, it's Carrie.
Carrie, what are you?
In 10 seconds, I'm going to call you back and set up the yoga play.
Yoga?
Virgil's yoga play using Lisa, remember? So when I call, act a little less clueless than you are now, okay?
Carrie, I'm not acting clueless. I was up all night on a job. Yoga. Sure, right.
Class starts at 10, so better get moving, okay?
Okay.
Target's on the move.
Copy that.
Tree or something?
I'm up on your burner phone. I heard your conversation with Agent Hall and your little friend Max. What the hell do you think you're doing?
If you heard, you should know. I'm trying to find Dana Brody.
You're gonna look for her yourself?
No, I'm gonna get the FBI to do it.
How are you gonna do that? The guy won't even talk to you.
You came into this operation like 5 minutes ago, and now you're telling me what to do?
You have surveillance all over you. Two teams, as far as I can see. They realize you're not who you're supposed to be. They'll just kill you.
They won't realize. This play works. I've used it a dozen times.
Well, you're still risking the operation. Let me handle it. I'll talk to the Fed.
I know the guy. He's just going to jerk you around.
Carrie, you're under a lot of strain. You're not thinking clearly.
I'm thinking just fine, Quinn. If anyone's risking this operation, it's you. You shouldn't be anywhere near me.
Look.
I'm glad you've got my back. And... you came to see me in the hospital when I was not in a good place. It meant a lot.
What you put yourself through? It was fucking incredible.
Yeah, well, I've got a yoga class that starts in 11 minutes.
Thank you.
Michael Higgins. I didn't know you went in for this sort of thing.
I don't. The president asked. His chief of staff delivers. You can dump your stuff here. They'll take it up to your room for you.
Okay, thanks.
Get some coffee. Unless you want something stronger.
Oh, coffee's fine. Black.
Quit a black coffee here. You should know, you've won a lot of respect here with the operation to take out the Langley bombers.
Maybe I should have brought their heads back on a spike.
Hello, everyone. Sorry I'm late. Mike?
Hey!
Hope the White House can survive without you for one day. Saul, how are you?
I'm well, Senator.
Where the hell is my Slivovitz? I got a taste for this when I was with KFOR in Kosovo. It burns away the cobwebs. You want one?
Nice and cobweb free.
You ever hunted geese before?
No, just spies and traitors. No, we're hunting duck.
Duck season's long gone, Saul. Goose season's almost over, too. This is our last chance to take down some big boys. It's good to meet in less adversarial circumstances, isn't it?
Appreciate this.
Yeah, you're lucky I was in town.
I know, it was an emergency.
Yeah, the boys are in the alley.
Okay, I'll be back before the class ends. Virgil.
Classy move, Carrie, taking advantage of my brother.
What else could I do? Last time I called, you implied we were being watched.
Those goons backed off 2 days ago, but I'm not kidding. We could lose our jobs over this.
I know, and I'm grateful, but can we talk about this on the move? I'm on a really tight time frame here. I have to get to Bethesda and back in less than 15 minutes, so can we move?
The Fold Rank can arrange for us to share a hide. One of the few places you can actually talk in private. Hope you don't mind.
Not at all. As long as you don't expect me to hit anything.
Fired a shotgun recently?
Not for 20 years.
Up young, boys. See out there, Lonnie. Try my old Remington. Never missed a shot. Come on, Rio, let's roll.
Where is he?
Does he always come here?
Every morning. I've watched him. He picks up his coffee sometime between 10:30 and 10:45, then he drives to the Brody house to do his shift.
10:43. We're not going to make it back before that class ends.
You have to go, Carrie.
We're staying.
What is it that you're working on?
I said we're staying.
Agent Hall.
Jesus, you got nerve. I'm not talking to
this
you.
This isn't about me. Dana Brody is missing.
What are you doing on the street, Matheson? Why aren't you in the nut house where you belong?
Do you have to be such a dick, please? Dana's in real trouble. Her mother's going out of her mind.
That's not my problem.
How is that not your problem? What if her father's still in the country? What if she's on her way to meet him?
She isn't. She's also not in any trouble.
How do you know?
Because my guys have been listening in on Dana and her boyfriend for weeks. This? It's two teenagers run away on a fuck fest. Romeo and Juliet.
You know how Romeo and Juliet ends, don't you? Not well.
Get over yourself, Matheson. He'll be home. As soon as the money runs out.
Did you ever run background on the boyfriend? If you did, you'd know he's bad fucking news. Even if you don't give a shit about Dana, she is the one person Brody will reach out to if he ever reaches out to anybody. So please, tell me you know where she is. Tell me she's safe, and then I'll walk away.
Look, we're going to blow out the field officers, law enforcement across the Northeast. We're going to find her.
You better, because if anything happens to that girl, it's on you, and I will make damn sure the whole world knows you lost her.
I just gotta deliver this.
I said move your fucking
car.
Maybe
like 5 seconds tops, I promise. Listen, you know where 1905B is? Because I can see 1905A.
You should break your neck, asshole.
Hey, man, what's the hurry? I guess it's round back, right? Easy. Hey.
I spoke to the president yesterday. He's concerned.
About what?
Morale. At the CIA, for one thing. In the wake of the Langley bombing. And the revelations about Carrie Matheson.
Tell the president not to worry. Morale is good. We're moving forward.
You should also know he's exploring some changes in intelligence practice. The old games are proving less and less effective, obsolete even.
The old games?
Certain categories of clandestine operations. Double agents, co-trailing, stimulated defections.
Five sources. Human beings. That's the gold standard of espionage.
They're also the most unreliable. Two words. Nicholas Brody.
Brody got past us. I'll admit that.
Look, I'm not here to beat you over the head, but the truth is, where we've been most effective is militarily. The drone program alone...
You can't run an intelligence agency from 17,000 feet, Senator.
No one is suggesting that. But with Al-Qaeda seriously degraded, our biggest threat is now Iran.
Military action at this point? A huge mistake.
The president wants all options on the table, so...
I'll do whatever it takes. But I won't temper my views just to get your support for my confirmation as director.
I'm afraid you've got this backwards, old friend. I'm the one getting nominated as director. The president's putting my name up for confirmation tomorrow. So this really isn't about tempering your views... It's about changing them. If, that is, you want a job in my CIA. You're a bird, I think.
Salam.
Salam.
Welcome, sir. My name is Navid.
This is Aram. Your cases came yesterday. Get upstairs.
Thank you. Let's see what you have.
Can I get you anything, sir? A drink? Some food?
No, thank you. I need to change my shirt. It's stained. But first, show me the interview.
Sure, this way.
Good to go.
Police have asked the public to be on the lookout for two teenagers on the run from a Maryland clinic driving a 1989 silver Toyota Camry. One of the teens is Dana Brody, daughter of fugitive Congressman Nicholas Brody. Her companion, Leo Karras, is receiving court-mandated treatment following the death of his brother, who died from a gunshot wound after an alleged suicide pact with Leo. Police have asked the public not to approach the couple, but to contact Syracuse PD at 800-555-0199. In sports, Chiefs fans
may have to open their wallet. Yeah, it is. 95 cents. Hey, what about the tank?
Coming? Oh, we need to find a place to sleep before it gets dark. You okay?
I don't know. Will you tell me about your brother?
Tell you what?
Tell me what happened.
I already told you.
So, will you tell me again?
I don't exactly enjoy talking about it.
Will you please just tell me? I want to understand.
Look, I was in my room doing homework. I heard a gunshot. Went into Phil's room. He was lying there, blood everywhere. Somehow he'd gotten hold of my dad's gun.
Before you said that he'd done it in front of you.
Because that's what it felt like. He was right next door.
In front of you, next door? How could that feel like the same thing?
Dana, what's got into you?
They said it was different on the news.
What news?
In there. We're on the news. They're looking for us. And they said what happened to you and your brother was a suicide pact.
The fucking news. Jesus, like they were there. But you know better than anyone else what these people make up?
Except in my case, they didn't make anything up. It was all true. Every single thing they said.
Car.
So which is it? Did Philip kill himself in his room? Is that what happened?
Yes. Will you get in the car?
How did he get the gun?
I don't know. He got hold of it.
Are lying.
I'm not.
You are. I can tell.
Why are you doing this?
Stop the car.
No.
Stop. I'm taking a...
No, you're going to hurt yourself. No, stop.
I care. Dana. Dana.
Please stop. Dana, please wait. Wait, just tell me what you want. I'll do it.
Tell me the truth.
I'll tell you the truth. Dana, please.
Leave me alone.
I love you.
Say that doesn't mean it.
It does to me. I love you.
Get off.
Dana, listen to me.
Why would I listen to you?
Dana.
Why would I listen?
Because you're right. It was me. It was my idea of playing the game with a gun. It was my idea. My fault he's dead. I wanted to tell you, but I couldn't. I didn't know how to.
Just say it.
How do I say that? I liked you. I wanted you to like me. How do I say that?
You just say it. Like I said it. Like my dad murdered 200 people. Like... I tried to kill myself. I told you over and over again that the one thing I cannot have in my life is lies, and you lied to me.
Dana, please. yourself.
Mary, how are you doing?
Oh, crazy, be honest. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I heard about you and Jessica Brody, about you and the FBI. That's what I heard.
I had no option, Saul.
But you did have an option, Carrie. Which was not to compromise our operation.
I didn't. The last I looked, the surveillance is still in place. We're still in business.
Well, you should look again. Quinn just called. Surveillance pulled out 5 minutes ago.
Well, I mean, maybe they just knocked off for the night, or maybe Javavi's delayed.
Or maybe they saw through your fool's errand on behalf of Brody's daughter. Brody's daughter, for fuck's sake. Well, is how much work you wasted? How much goddamn pain?
I wasn't made, Saul. I know I wasn't.
Right.
Saul, listen to me.
I've got to go.
Getting worried. Thought you might have run out on us.
Well, I'm having so much fun. It's got you.
Lockhart told me you had a spirited exchange of views.
Yep. We didn't agree on a damn thing. No, it might have been nice, though, from a friend. What a fucking warning about what was going on.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please. You know why I invited you here. To set the future direction of our nation's intelligence and to kill some geese. I believe that both of those missions have been accomplished. So would you please raise a glass with me to Andrew Lockhart, the man the president has chosen to be the next director of the CIA.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you all. I want you to know that when the president announces my nomination tomorrow, there won't be a prouder man in America. And 2 weeks from now, when by God's grace I'll be confirmed, there won't be a humbler. Humble because I know that I wouldn't be standing here tonight without the support of all of you. And a special thanks to the man who was the caretaker of the agency through this most difficult time, Saul Berenson. To you, Saul. Well done. And on that happy note, I think we can eat.
1 second, Mike. I, too, would like to congratulate Senator Lockhart on his nomination. If he's half as good a director as he is a shot, we're in safe hands. Maybe that wasn't the right analogy. Being a spy isn't the same as sitting in a hide waiting for the enemy to come onto your guns. You're in the jungle, usually in the dark, with bad information and unreliable partners. The senator's made a career criticizing the agencies about to leave. His first job, in my opinion, is to win the hearts and minds of those men and women in harm's way. Otherwise, it's just another political appointee holding up his finger to see which way the wind is blowing. I wish you luck, Senator. In the meantime, I still have 2 weeks left on my watch and a lot of work to do. Bon appétit. General.
I'm okay. Billy.
Yes?
It's Quinn.
I know. Is the surveillance back?
No.
You okay?
Not really. Where are you?
About 100 yards away.
I'm not sure I like being watched over by you, Quinn.
I'm at a safe distance.
Anyway, according to Saul, you're wasting your time. I blew it.
You don't know that.
You were there. Did I get made?
I don't know.
That was always a fucking long shot. Night, Quinn. I didn't expect you back tonight. This is Alain Bernard.
Hello.
Alain and I work together in Mumbai, and Saul.
Thank you.
I think the watch is back on.
What are you seeing?
I'm not sure. I
put a GoPro camera on the street, but it's not showing me anything.
I gotta get closer.
No, no, stay put.
Trust now.
No.
In this.
No, this isn't right. This is not what we agreed.
Nothing is agreed. Get trust.
Anything? Any sign of Carrie?
No, there's no sign of Carrie. I'm too fucking far away.
Well, keep your distance. That's an order.
Yoga.